When dungeons are fun and you'd rather drink than fight dragons, the answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Travelers and well met.
I think it'd be better with less people, but it turns out that's not the case at all. You're watching Funjuns and Flagons. This is episode 7 of the series you're watching on Geek Bomb's YouTube page. How are you guys today?
Boom, boom.
We're missing someone.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Rob isn't here.
Oh my gosh. No, Rob is, he did a con in Wales and he's spending time with his family.
Australians.
Nope. Wales. But like not Pacific, like a hump.
Pacific Ocean.
Plus one.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing. Alrighty. Firstly, I want to thank to everyone who has donated on Patreon. You guys are the reason why this show exists. We have tiers up to 120, and you guys, we've been hanging out every weekend talking about figuring out and establishing this show.
Fixing this show.
You know,
thank you.
Just figuring life out a lot of the time. So thank you so much for that one. I want to give the highest tier, the BBCCs, a shout out. We've got Adam, Baxorn, Caitlin, DVK Joe, Jonathan, Joshua, Cassandra, Nathan, Skylar, Steve, Terry. So thank you so much, guys. And Terry was the one who did the map. So.
Terry, he's a very talented boy. Shout out to Canada.
And also shout out to Dungeons & Dragons Art and Arcana, the book that is somewhat affiliated with this show. It's the reason why they were all sent a copy of the book.
Oh, nicely
done. They got it for the top tier. The book is out. If you want to grab it, the link in the description is where you can go for that one. Can you guys roll for me?
Oh,
yeah. I would love to, Maud.
Be my pleasure.
It didn't reach your eyes.
16.
10.
All right, cool. Sam, actual in real life Sam, do you want to talk about the rules of Funjuns?
Well, of course. Anything under a 10 is bad. And then below a 5 is even worse. 11 and up, that means your thing's going to work. 15 and up, even better. 20, that's where the magic happens.
But sometimes you roll an 11 and your thing doesn't work. And that's normal because it happens to a lot of guys. It's okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You should be able to talk about it. And that's important.
You should be. You're in your 30s. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You're stressed. Mm-hmm. What?
He's not in his...
I wasn't talking from...
5 years short, but it feels like I am.
Hector.
Yes.
Gosh. Do you... No, not...
Samantha.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sam.
Do you want to talk about what the charges are?
Yeah. I would love to. And by the way, you're doing an awesome job.
Just answer the question.
You got it. I was told on the internet that people like this part of it, though, is where we try to butter you up. So I'm just trying to give the people what they want. Uh-huh. The charges
plus
are...
Plus one.
Are, huh? What's that?
Plus one.
Thank you so much. We roll a d20. It's like we have two or three or however many charges we have.
Yeah.
And it's like this.
How many do you have?
I right now have none.
Good. You've got four unused charges? Goodness.
How do you get new charges? By rolling a 20?
Well, when you roll a 20, you permanently get a charge, so you don't remove it altogether, which you have been. So you have no idea how many permanent charges you actually have.
I just
cross them out when you use them.
Yes.
And then when you rest, they replenish.
Oh.
Should you roll a 1, though, that's when you permanently lose that spot for a charge. So you've been doing it wrong.
I have been.
Well,
let's just say that I have no charges at
ever.
All. Yeah, and the
What's
only way to get one is to roll a d20.
Mm. Sure. No, you've
and
got
get a 20.
Just to roll a 20.
That's a
9. It would have been so... If it had been a 20, we would have...
I would give you 6 charges
yep.
right up.
Yep.
All right.
14.
18.
You're so close. You're so close.
What else can we tell? What else can we do for you, Mob? What else can we do for you?
I'm glad you asked. Can you please tell me all about the character next to you?
Oh my god, I would love to. This is Hector, and he's a little scamp. He a lot of people don't know. He loves to knit. And he is he can sniff out treasure. And he's been my friend and partner for years. Uh-huh. Known the guy for a very long time. He's loyal to a fault. He was recently married.
Oh.
And this guy gives me memories that I'm going to treasure every day until I die, which is tomorrow.
R.I.P. husband.
Little callback. Your husband died.
Not doing great. Oh, this is Samantha. Great name, even greater guy. this is an Air Genasi, and he's also possesses the skull of...
Hammurabi.
Eridani. Pretty close. It's a now gold-plated skull that he's able to cast... chaos bolts out of.
Pretty Did you good. Just look at his
Nope,
notes?
Couldn't see it. I got bad eyesight, couldn't
That's
see
true.
It.
All right, yeah. plus one. That's
Thank
good.
You.
Chaos magic. All
Emma,
right,
did I get any plus ones?
Sure. Yep.
You just gotta ask. I mean, you just gotta ask.
Sometimes you just have to ask, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Don't know about those charges, though. So what happened previously on Funtons and Flagons to get here where we are right now?
Crazy.
Well, what an array of adventures have already been had with a deceptive satyr named Meeples.
Nipple.
Oh, plus one.
Thank you.
Thanks for simplifying the most complicated thing of the entire campaign so far. And then you've got Tad, who's now Ekter, acquiring the golden fleas, leaving us all asking, is it fleas? Imagine if it was fleas. The trio set sail for the second stone, this one of water. What's so funny?
No.
Negative
inside
one.
Joke. It's a source fed inside joke. You wouldn't get it. It's a source fed inside joke.
Oh, negative one.
No. All right, sucks I'm down to regular one.
Just the normal one.
At the place of the pulsating light on the map was instead a ship that was captained by the Minotaur from the tavern, cleverly named Genitor. Oh,
that was her?
Yeah.
Oh!
You didn't piece it together?
No!
Oh, yep.
I did. Great
the
job,
Genitor,
Mark.
Who was guarding the Waterstone. Plus one. Yeah. Thank you. Thought it was obvious. It was made apparent that not only has this Minotaur defeated Dave already, something that Dave cannot seem to recall, but they've also crossed paths with the seductive Samantha before. That didn't make sense either. Nope.
That makes sense.
Thank you, plus one. More would have been discovered had the aforementioned fleas not been immediately and brutally used to punch a hole in the ship.
Pretty epically, if I may say so.
This started a big battle on the ship between the adventurers and the Genitor, who, having dealt a few solid blows but receiving them back, summoned the Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
The guardian of the Waterstone to protect it from their clutches. Instead of fighting the Kraken's tentacles, and then thus defeating it, but they didn't do that, they coldly turned on Genitor and turned her into stone from the neck down and started suffering a most painful and slow death.
Yeah.
After some drawn-out negotiations, the Kraken decided to give the stone to the trio on the promise that they would use it to restore balance to Truthernia.
That's true. My favorite part of that episode that you just summed up was how good Maud's hair looked. It looked so good. It was really good.
Negative two, because I think that's the third time you've tried to use hair as a way to get...
I'm down to regular one.
You've been down to regular one?
Second time. Okay. I was up to plus three.
Oof.
To plus three.
Playing at home?
But you know what? Actually, you were keeping correct count. Good observation. Good on you.
Good moderating.
Really good moderating.
Plus one each. I needed it after that train wreck of a previously on Fungens. So at the moment, you had a really, really bad battle. I'm looking at one heart there, one heart there, one heart here. You guys are all weak. Yeah. You've actually used this time to ride the current in to the beach and the sands of the Shana Sea. Mm-hmm. And obviously you rested because you are very, very not well at all. And during the night, something has happened. Oh, by the way, did you take this guy with you?
I wanted to.
All right.
May I?
There it is.
So we've rested up. We've all rested up. We've all healed. Ooh.
You've set up camp very poorly because you're very, very broken and bloodied and tired.
Denying my whole 11 hours.
But as the... That's... What are you... Yeah, it's a cat. Yeah, it's a cat thing. Mm-hmm. So, how many... You've got... You guys should all have another heart, I should think.
Oh, okay.
I have four hearts. Do I have five hearts?
I think you have five now. Four. I think Dave's got six, and I think you've got four. Well done.
Crikey.
You're feeling very, very rested and healthy, but you'll notice that someone at the camp has gone walkabout.
What? A walkabout? What? Explain that to non-Australians. Yes. What is that? What's a walkabout?
Negative
walk
one.
The beach. Shit.
Someone's just wandered off.
Oh, on a mystical journey?
Dave!
No, did they just wander off?
Wandered off.
Dave, come back. We have bread and cheese and meat. Dave.
Well, I have one meats and cheese.
Yeah, I have plus two.
Oh, I have just one.
Dave!
Oh, I don't think they're responding to Dave.
Can I... Ooh.
Look.
Well, that's a big gamble then.
She probably just needs her... alone time, you know. It's just, this has been a lot. This has been really taxing. I mean, you were married and you lost your husband. I'm sorry. But how are you, by the way?
The golden fleece kind of evened it out.
That's
now I
true.
Can basically build anything I want. I made a giant fist earlier. But Dave did get confronted by her past.
That's
in
true.
Some way that we didn't really learn a lot about. Hmm. I'll be honest. I don't think we learned about their connection.
How important are people's pasts anyway? Not that important.
I think that's her whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
mine,
right, because we're trying
I'm
to fit.
Cool. I'm doing
yeah.
me. I'm doing
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too, me too, oh, me too. Sure, we're cool, cool. For sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Just kind of doing, we're doing us, but together, that's fine. But should we look for
we
Dave?
We should help for, we should
maybe,
help Dave.
Yeah.
Maybe look for Dave.
Okay.
Do I smell treasure?
Well, how's that going to help? Wait, the treasure on the end of her?
Trident.
Oh, is her trident here next to the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, that was, you bungled it, Dave. Well, we'll go look around. Perception check.
Yeah, roll.
Eight. Got sand in my eyes from the beach. I can't see
a
dang thing.
I love that you like form your own punishments yeah. now. Like, you're like, oh, I'll tell you what Ooh. Happened that was bad.
Who got in the contact? Who, this is bad.
What's a contact?
Who, you're right. Sorry,
you
I got
perception?
LASIK.
Do you want to... That's
Here,
intimate.
You want me to get it out?
Yeah.
Air, Janasi.
Ooh,
get that
nice.
Sand out. Get that sand out.
Because I can't use the water.
Perception?
Of course I do, yes. But before I do that, yeah. I'm going to try to get to a higher ground, if you will. Oh. So I'm going to...
Ooh.
Whirlwind myself up into the air,
okay,
high above the
one.
Beach to try, and I get a plus one to this roll. Okay, here we go. Let's see what I get. Eight, Ooh, nine, but I'm going to use 10. That's still only a 10. I shouldn't use that. I missed.
Tens
I'm at a 9. Tens a get?
It is now. You
it
guys
is.
Leveled up. You get it now.
Okay.
Cool. You'll see there's Dave's footprints all around the camp, and it looks like they've gone through every part of everyone's packs and everything like that and went off in that direction.
What? Mm. Wait a second. Did Dave steal from us?
No. Hang on. You're overreacting. You're jumping to conclusions, okay? Hang on, Hector. That might not be what happened. She might be in trouble.
Mm.
We need to follow her footprints, her paw prints. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Oh.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
You were the guys who were on the boat. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. Catboy.
Yeah, Hector. Yeah.
Hector.
Hector.
And
it's a great name. He's got a great name.
How long have you been drinking all night?
Shut up.
Dave.
Your name's Samantha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, my best friend was named Samantha. That's so crazy.
That's cool.
Oh, I'm gonna just sit down. Guys, you know we had so much plonk in the supplies?
No.
Oh, all my plonk!
Plonk.
Gotta erase my plonk
I
from
remember.
My.
We did have.
Dave, are you feeling okay?
It's not very good plonk. It's not like great plonk. But you know, like it gets the job done. It's good.
My plonk is missing.
So what's going on?
Dave,
there's something different about you, Dave.
Why do you keep calling. Oh, that's right. Okay. I don't know who Dave is.
Dave is you. You're
but
Dave.
But I'm Garda. Like
Garda.
The legendary hero. Like Garda.
Garda?
Garda.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right?
Garda,
you guys
yeah.
you know Garda,
uh-huh.
right?
Yes.
You've heard the stories
yes,
about Garda. That,
yeah, uh-huh. Yes, I have heard the stories about Garda.
Garda.
But you're not.
Oh.
I'm the one who defeated the Beholder.
Mm.
You Oh my
I'm
God!
I'm unfamiliar with this tale.
I'm sure you've heard of me. It's fine. It's totally fine.
So you guys might recall that all of your weapons were imbued with legendary souls.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And that became the Garda Trident, imbued with the legendary Garda soul.
I gotta say though, this armor. I don't know what this is doing, but it is not doing anything for whatever I am right now.
Okay.
I'm just gonna take
no,
this
No, that's
thing
the
off.
You're Dave.
It's
you're
just,
not.
It's, no, this it's good, thing is like it's just
it's
hot
good
and weird.
It's good battle like, armor.
There we go. That's better.
Okay.
So who wants to go find the nearest tavern?
There is something so different about Dave.
There is.
Does anybody want to go find a tavern?
A
Let's
tavern?
Just go. Listen. Okay. So here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So the trident,
uh-huh.
We got the two stones on it,
yeah,
which made it so like I could come out for a day
oh.
and like take over whatever this body is. I don't
Dave,
know.
Dave, what
this
are
is
you talking
disaster.
About?
But, so I have one day
mm-hmm.
to be here and be alive, and I just want to go be alive. Let's just go do something. Let's do something spontaneous and crazy.
Ah, now
so,
I am up. to speed.
So and wait I a now minute.
Get
hang also, on a second. This wait is a classic possession story. 30 seconds to you. Freaky Friday situation.
I don't know what Freaky Friday is. But
let's pause.
The Mean Girls, though, that is one of my favorites.
Mean Girls great.
What are you talking
about?
Doesn't
even go here.
Stop drinking right now. It's all in punk.
So good.
So good.
Wednesdays where we work. Heck it's great.
Yeah, sorry. Guard is fun.
Oh, my God.
So you're not our friend Dave. Who we've been hanging out with this entire time.
What kind of a girl's named Dave anyway?
She's a legendary hero.
Maybe
she's
a Samantha that's a dude and a... This is, I don't know what any of this is going on. But you know what? You're kind of cute.
Thank you. That's not... I mean, you're going to kind of close your business around here.
Okay. You're like a cat...
All right.
Like a cat
if we're going there, I didn't want to have to say it, but Dave, there's something way less attractive about you now, so I said it.
Listen, hold on.
So you carry yourself.
So you're like a cat and a person.
Yeah. I mean, my mom was more cat, and my dad was more person, but I think my dad probably had some cat in him,
like
too.
That's like perfect because it's like...
Perfect.
Because it is. Mm-hmm. It's
That's our word,
it's
though.
It's good. Yeah. It's good because you're like cute and like sexy at the same time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm just...
Hey, you too.
You know, it's been over... Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
It's been like 1,000 years. It's been like, it's been a long time.
That's too long.
I'm just saying, I got one day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I mean.
Oh, flattered.
I'm just saying, I got one day. Look, I've had some plonk. I think you should have some plonk. I think you should have some plonk too. You got to loosen up,
You got to prove, okay, you have to prove that you're not Dave.
What?
Before we accept this, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. Hector?
Mm.
This is crazy, right?
You're kind of playing ball in the wrong court, if I could say it that way. Very flattered. She's a very, very beautiful goddess taking over our body of our friend, which that's a whole nest of bees that I don't know.
Oh my God, you're so nice. So sweet.
I'm more of doing my own thing. But my buddy Samantha, let me tell you.
Don't do that. I don't. The one night that Dave drinks up all of our plonk and gets trashed and then is super horny and is not interested in me.
Uh-huh.
Interested in
Hector?
Okay, you're gonna have to prove that you're not our friend Dave.
Okay.
And you're gonna have to prove that you're
Garda?
Garda.
I'm sorry, I told you I am shocked that you've never heard of me.
Oh,
I'm the daughter of Cadmar, the other legendary hero.
Yes, the other legendary hero. Yes, the daughter of Cadmar. Yes, of course. Yes, we heard, but I'm finding it a little bit difficult, Dave, to believe that you are the possessed spirit of Garda.
Also, I feel like it's complicated that you're in our friend's body. And then if Dave came back, I would have to explain something.
Is that, how are you finding it difficult to understand that there is any kind of spirit inside of a weapon when you actively talk to yours?
Well, it's different because I know there's a spirit in my skull.
Wait, what is that? A baby's head?
No, it's not. It's a small child's head.
It's 100% a baby's head.
That's so weird and gross.
He got it for cheaper than an adult head.
True. It was half off.
It was cheap.
True.
I mean,
it was half
I'm
off.
Telling
yes,
you, you're
it was.
Good. You're a deal hunter.
Can I check in with my spirit,
yeah,
my
absolutely.
Spirit of my skull to
Are you seriously doing like a magic spell because you don't believe me?
I'm just verifying
the
information
my God,
I've been given.
This is wasting time. I have one day.
Look, I'm a spy, okay? Dave.
You're a spy.
Yes,
spy?
That's part of the job is
you
checking.
Were like
a is a spy.
Genasi. I'm a spy, Genasi. I'm a spy,
yeah.
Air, Genasi, Air, wizard. Spy, Wizard. That's right. So I'm just going to go ahead
just
and check.
Just look in my eyes.
I'm a rogue, 5'3.
And tell me. Look in my eyes.
I don't. I'm going to.
Look in my eyes.
She's going to close her eyes a little bit.
How are you doing
is
that?
Is no one
eyes?
Using
How
their
are you
microphone?
Doing that?
I'm just
No one using their what? Microphone.
Devin, just turn them around.
Like, just forget about that part of it all.
Is there anything different about Dave's eyes right now?
Same eyes.
Look, I know Dave's
look
eyes.
Look
into
I've my
stared.
Eyes.
Oh, I have. I've looked into
you
your eyes.
You can consult the Eridani skull.
Guard it. Garden, I got a pitch for you here. You got one day on Earth. Why not make it the most epic day you could possibly imagine?
That sounds great. Let's do it.
If you've been listening in through your ear holes on that trident, we've got a storm giant we're going after right now. And if we get all of the infinity stones for your trident, we're gonna be able to power it up and take down this mother F.
Why is that? What is it going to do if you do that? going to restore a
balance.
Oh my god!
It's going to restore the
power gray skull.
No, keep going. Keep cycling through every piece of pop culture until you hit Treaty.
What a Treaty of the Woods between woods, nature, storm giants. Storm giants keep the balance. Failed. That way, the woodland creatures.
Are you guys still? Are we still going on about this balance thing?
Yeah, it's super important.
Do you even know what happened? Like, do you know anything about this?
Do you?
Yeah, Garda, do you yes. All of a sudden get your memory back, Dave?
Like, it's this whole stupid situation.
Garda,
like,
was there.
So, basically, you don't know anything about this?
No.
Did you even, like, did you go to, like, a library or something?
Just pretend
you
as if...
ask anybody about this whole treaty thing?
Most books aren't translated from Tabaxi to English.
That's true.
Wow. Fine. So, basically, what happened are the storm giants... they're all like peace-loving tree huggers or whatever, and they wanted to have all of this peace in the world, right? They were like, oh, we don't need balance because we don't need the bad stuff, like the plague and the hatred or whatever. So they were like, all right, so we want to do this treaty where we don't have any of the bad stuff. And then for the past 2,000 years, it's just been this weird, like, unnatural peace situation, and it's just like... I don't know. Everybody's been in harmony, but then there are people who are like, oh, we got to restore the balance. And, like, to be honest, it's been so boring. I haven't gotten to fight anybody because there's just been peace. Everybody's just, like, happy and hugging everybody. The orgies were nice. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, other than that, like, it's been...
How did you end up in this trident? How long have you been in that?
Oh, Dude, this is super weird. I was just dead and hanging out. And then suddenly I was summoned... by some snake face guy, and then, like, I was in a weapon.
Okay, I see what happened here. I know what happened.
But I wasn't, like, I don't know what you guys have been up to. I've just been hanging out in this trident.
Well, we got two more of those stones for your trident, so it makes it a little bit prettier.
Thank Maybe if you could show
That's
us
why I picked the trident in the first place, because it's the prettiest one.
We've done a lot of things with that trident.
Uh-huh.
Back to what I was saying, though.
About the thing?
About the balance.
About the cat boy over here.
Okay. Cat boy. I'll tell you, cat boy's a bit of a... I'll just get it out and say it. When it comes to interest, it's pretty solo. So, I'm not really...
So you're into, like... Okay.
Yeah, well, okay. No, it's more just right. Like I'm doing my thing right now.
Yes, you've heard of
your carpool lane and you got your single rider lane.
I can just like hang out and then, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, just see what happens.
Yeah, chill out. Samantha's great. It can lift you up in the air, got air powers. I'm just a cat. I'm just getting hair everywhere.
I would be so into this. Everything that's coming out of Dave's mouth right now, but it's just not right. There's something not right.
Somebody talking old Dave. Right now? I don't know what's going on.
Okay, you can hear me talking right now.
And while Garda. This is happening, a frantic woman has been hearing squawking and roaring and, you know, conversation and bickering.
Sorry, who's squawking?
There's been squawking.
Nah. I don't know about that.
Obviously the fire that you guys set for the camp, you know, the smoke's come up and someone's seen that you're there and they're rushing through the bushes in the forest and they've come and they've got cuts on their face and it's this woman and she's looking frantic and she's like, thank goodness. Oh, you guys are here. I need help. My daughter's been taken. My daughter's gone. I think she's been kidnapped. Can you help?
You have a daughter? You don't look a day over 25.
Ew, dude.
What?
Really?
What?
Garda, I think I just smell out an adventure for us.
I mean, I'm down. I'm down okay. If you are.
Sure, fine. We'll bring along Garda. How can we help you?
Well, the village is not for yonder that way.
Yonder that way?
Yes.
Does this village have a tavern?
A tavern, yes. I'm
it,
sure
it does. We are a very small place, but and there's fewer of us than ever have been before. Please come and I'll explain everything.
Okay, let's go.
All right, yes. Let's do come this.
On. Yeah, we'll clear out that tavern.
So, on the map.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Chloe,
cheers to Garda.
Yay!
Are we going all the way to Farmstead
area?
Farmstead.
Blum, blum, blum.
That's a bit of a...
So there's a conversation. You guys have gotten to know each other a little
bit. How long
did
that take?
She ran far. She heard us, and then she booked it. She's like, not messing around, left or right, going straight to the sea.
These drunk people sound like warriors. Let's go find
It's funny, because in my notes, I'd actually had you guys walking somewhere at this stage, and when that didn't happen, the poor bitch had to come to
That's
you.
That's true. That is true.
Okay.
That's partially my fault. Although I was looking for
the poor bitch. What is her name?
What is
It's poor bitch.
No, poor bitch.
It's poor bitch.
Natasha.
Poor bitch. Ah, yes.
Natasha de poor bitch.
You must be from. You must be from the dry sea area, right up north. De poor bitch.
De poor.
Yes, yes.
It's very nice to meet you.
Don't you know?
Thank you, but I wish I had
a different language.
Yes, of course. I speak many languages.
That's
yes.
That's really cool.
A very talented tongue.
It is cool.
Why am I flirting with Dave? I'm wasting it on not Dave.
This is the one that has spirit powers, possibly, though. So.
What? What? What has spirit powers?
I have some spirit powers.
Possibly.
I got lots of powers.
Okay, when
time
you say...
I have the power of charisma.
All right. Okay. Okay. De poor bitch, how can we help?
Oh, please help me. My child was taken. It was taken 3 months ago now, but...
How old
not
is
just
your child?
My child is 16 at this stage. I know I look... Lovely, thank you.
You do.
That's you very lovely. Lo-
what cream do you use? Well, who took your child, the poor bitch?
Sorry, I get so emotional thinking
yes.
about it.
It's fine. Dave, stop laughing. Stop laughing at the poor bitch.
Stop it.
She's obviously gone through a trauma.
My favorite character is just right.
I'm sorry,
poor bitch.
I had a coffee fit.
It's been terrible.
There's a time and a place.
Every night, someone from the village goes missing. 3 months ago, it was my daughter, but there's a new one each time. There's not many of us left.
Okay,
I need you to figure out what's going on.
That's okay. What's your daughter's name?
Almost 100. Sorry. I counted how many nights were in 3 months.
What?
Almost 100 people.
How many people in the village are left? Nicely done, Hector.
Thank you.
Almost 100 people were taken.
That's right.
What is your daughter's name?
The sad girl.
The sad girl.
The sad girl deportish.
The sad girl.
Does she possibly carry any trinkets or lockets or anything like that?
She did have a locket. She gave it to me. It's here.
That's not helpful.
She gave it to me. Well, I found it when she left.
Can I see it?
I think it was left on my bed. It was left for me.
What
I think she used
about?
To wear it, but now it's mine. This is all I have left of hers.
So I'm gonna open it. Can I open it and see what's inside?
Sure.
All right. Do I roll? Should I roll for that?
No, you're a legendary hero.
I don't know.
You got it.
All right, I open it. Uh-huh. So what's inside?
It's a moonstone.
Moonstone.
You use those.
A stone from the moon.
To evolve
very precious.
Dragon types.
I don't know if you guys have been playing Elder Scrolls Online, but yeah, moonstone.
I have Pokemon.
Wait a minute, you're a cat, right? You can smell stuff?
Treasures.
Yes.
Can you maybe track?
If we do this real well, I should be able
here,
to.
Why don't you take
May
this?
I? Ooh, it's beautiful.
We will find
good purchase.
Well, I didn't get it. I've never seen
15.
It.
15.
Oh, you
the sad
track
girl.
You identify the smell of the sad girl, and you guys.
Wait, before we leave.
Yeah.
One very important question to poor bitch. Is there a Mr. Poor bitch?
Are you hitting on this?
He's
this
poor
woman. No, I'm trying to figure out if I'm trying to find out if the sad girl has a father.
Hey, do you
has he was
go,
he taken?
Do you want to just go to the bathroom with me for a little bit?
My daughter
no,
has
we'll
been
just,
missing.
Sorry, just,
wow, I'm sorry. Getting a strong scent over here. Some the sad girl.
Dave, Garda,
it's
Garda.
Fine. Listen, we have to go to the bathroom.
What for?
But girls, we have to go to the bathroom in pairs.
All right. That's true. That is true. That
We're
is a rule.
We're in the bathroom.
I don't even need to go.
Playing in the dirt.
So here, let me just ignore my friend. It's fine. So like, what else do you know? Like, what do you? She just disappeared one day. She
overnight.
No, is there any other information you can tell me?
I haven't seen this necklace before, but I found it in her room once she's gone.
So she didn't bring anything with her. She just disappeared.
She disappeared, and then every night we try to stay up and to guard the. Not even a city. What the hell is this thing?
A village?
Town. What are you two doing? Sorry.
You can't hear us. We're outside.
Did you come out of the bathroom?
No, we're in the bathroom.
Okay.
This is what this means. This is the bathroom door here.
And when we wake, there's another one missing.
Okay.
We don't know what's going on. But the livestock have been acting up, and we can tell that there's something just bad.
Okay, listen. I love you.
I don't know you.
I love you, and we got this. Okay.
Yeah. Are you drunk? You're drunk.
I'm.
You're drinking.
No.
In this
I'm like. I'm
I
like.
I need heroes
no,
right now.
No,
I
listen,
need a hero.
No. Shh. I'm like a 4. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. I could like. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We're gonna go find your daughter.
You are the strangest dragonborn I've ever assembled.
Oh, that's what I am. Oh, gross. Really, I'm a dragonborn.
Yes.
Are you ladies quite finished in there?
Yeah.
Finishing up.
We have a daughter to save.
Okay, hold on. So just get out and run. Just go back. We're going to find your daughter. Okay. It's fine. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, don't worry.
Please come back with my daughter.
I will. 50, we're going to get
all right. I'm smelling a moonstone. I was going to say it that way. I smell a moonstone, and I'm getting the scent of the sad girl.
Yes, don't worry. Where did
she had to go. She had to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Which direction should we be heading right now?
Oh, you can smell it. Yeah. Yes. You are going upwards towards the Blazing Heart Mountains.
Giddy up, gang. We're going to the Bleeding Heart Mountains.
Blazing Heart.
God is very drunk. Okay, that's all right. So you guys are making your way downtown, walking fast.
Making way.
And I'm homebound. Well, not really.
Well, no, the opposite.
The sad girl's going to be homebound in just a little bit.
Okay.
So, Garda, what powers do you have? That Dave doesn't.
Should we find out what I've got? What's going on? It's been a long time. I'm going to be honest with you.
I see a dead tree out in that field. Let's just start shooting stuff at it.
What? Why?
Okay.
Well, check. Because I wanted to use the golden fleece, maybe, in the middle of this. I kind of want to see what they can do.
Ew, what?
Golden fleece. Oh, no.
As you guys are walking, you can hear some howls. That's interesting.
Do we recognize the beast?
It sounds like a howl.
Should we fight it?
I mean, can we see it?
Not yet.
I think we should.
Can you identify it from being another feline?
Oh, assuming.
Are you feeling?
Big assumption, huh?
Do you want a plus one on it or not?
It wouldn't have helped.
Oh. Okay, all right.
I mean, a 2+1 is a 3.
Three wolves come out and they attack you. Let's do this. Roll for initiative.
All right. I've got the 12.
Oh, 20. Oh. It's because I blessed the dice beforehand. That's what happens.
You got to get an extra charge.
Oh, that's right. And I know. I think we haven't used that many charges. Wait, so let me just double check.
You and Dave?
The collective Dave.
Six.
And you get to roll
9
to see what the charge is going to be that you will get.
All right.
So roll again for me.
6.
Alrighty, you get the Terrell N. You.
What was that? Terrell N?
Terrell N is making you get the Curse of Venus.
Oh,
whoever rolls it falls in love.
Oh, no.
With the player to their right until the end of the episode.
He's like The Bachelor.
Thank you, Terrell N.
Yeah, I just.
I'll tell you what happens.
Here's what happens. I rolled a 19. That's what happened.
Oh, 19. All right. So
and now Garda is hopelessly, madly in love with Samantha. there it is. And I'm back in the game.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Okay. What?
What?
The rules state that you had to. Okay, so I rolled a 19 when these wolves approached.
Is a 20.
Mm-hmm. I rolled a 19.
Samantha. Yep.
I think, what did
Hector?
You roll?
Hector? You didn't roll yet?
4. Yeah, 4. It was low. It'll just do a 4.
Mm-hmm. Wolves and then Hector.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to.
I'm coming in the rear. Coming up the rear.
I'm going to punch the heck out of these wolves.
Alrighty, there's 3 wolves. You're first. What do you want to do?
Okay, so let me get this straight real quick. My trident can... I have a magical ability with the trident, which is earth. Now I might have water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the water one.
You can use it in an aggressive way. You can do whatever you want with it in that capacity. But yeah, you get to attack.
And I'm still drunk.
And you're still drunk. So
I should probably take some. I'm not. I'm like playing this wrong, but like maybe I should take some off of the roll for being drunk still.
That's exactly what I was gonna do. But you are a legendary hero, but you're drunk. So yeah, it will be a -1 to your roll.
Okay.
Drunk ghost.
I'm gonna shoot some water at these wolves.
You're gonna shoot water.
Yeah. Look,
they look a little dirty.
I'm just gonna dust some of this off and let's see what I can do.
Alrighty. Go.
13.
That's a hit, even if it's a 12. That's a hit. All right, these two wolves have been spotted and they've got half health because they're like, blah, 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 and they don't like it very much. Samantha, your turn. Mm. One wolf is still circling. Two of them are a little bit wet and they don't like it.
Well,
have you ever seen a wet dog?
I'd like to take advantage. Oh, yes, I've seen a wet dog in my day. I've been around the block. I'd like to take advantage of that.
Are we still talking about dogs?
Yeah, yes. The poor bitch? What? Where is she? She's still back at the village. I'm going to take advantage of that killer move, admittedly. Garda, and I will use my Chaos Bolt to then electrify the bubble of water then fry these wolves.
Right. I see what
you're doing. Well, you can only attack for two of them, but roll me, see how you go. It's plus one.
No problem. Oh, wait, I had a red.
Gang,
that's
I've got a cool move.
See, and then I ruined the juju.
Super excited. The wolves die before 14. It's my turn. I'm
That's
gonna...
a hit. Those two wolves are dead. There is one
Can I
to go?
Say that I saw what Sam did? It's so weird, by the way. Mm-hmm. I saw what Sam did.
Yeah.
And thought, wow, he's really cool. Wow, that was like a really impressive thing.
He is really cool.
He is cool.
And I look over and I see
your kill count's on
Garda
two.
Making some goo-goo eyes, and I literally go, oh, brother. Great. I miss old Dave. She was so hot.
Oh.
Ugh. It's all flowery and nice. Ugh. Old Dave had breath that smelled like a lizard. It was awesome. God.
It's his thing. What can
I
say?
She felt like a dragonborn. This is something else. It's something else.
There is one wolf that obviously sees its two companions like
squished,
wet mm-hmm. and electrified and like frying yeah. and smoking at the moment. And I go to attack the person
dogs.
That did that.
It felt really good.
That did that. And this one's going for Samantha.
Bring it on.
That's a 20.
But do I get to counter roll?
How? It's a 20.
Easy, I'll roll a 20.
Go, if you can roll a 20.
18.
Oh my god. Wait, do you have like a... No,
huh?
There's gotta be plus something.
This wolf.
No, how about plus right. two, somebody's in love with him.
This wolf does a running jump.
Go for it.
And wraps its teeth around your throat.
Whoa.
And starts ripping.
How can I jump in front of the wolf?
Roll
to
me
take,
a 20.
To take him. It's not going to happen.
Actually, you're a god, so, you know, on a legendary hero. So
I have
18.
To save the love of my life.
18
no,
or higher.
Sam.
Oh, shoot.
15. That doesn't happen. And while this commotion's going on, about five people wander out of the bushes.
What?
Yeah.
Are we?
Like, hey, what's going on over here?
They are. That's exactly what's happening. They're like,
are
what
we
is
killing
go-
someone's pets?
Why did you kill our friends? Why did you
Wait,
kill our friends?
What?
They came
oh
out
my
after
God.
Us.
No, we did what?
Why did you kill our friends?
What?
Luciette.
Uh-huh.
This is really hard to do names on this one. You killed Luciette.
Uh-huh.
And you killed
Raphael.
Jeffrey.
Jeff. My name's Jeff. Jeff. My name's Jeff.
Jeff.
We killed Luciette and my name's Jeff?
Yes. Yeah. I think you're trying to talk. Oh, it got you too? Good. Good.
Why good? They attacked us. We were just minding our own business, shooting some magic at trees. All right. Rolling to with some golden fleece.
Can you just roll a perception check first?
Both a nine, so plus three.
Use it there. It's
roll,
a 12. I got a 12.
Do you want to borrow my dice?
One of the five people that walked out from the trees was a 16-year-old girl.
Hey. You the sad girl?
I mean, I was happy, but now I'm the sad girl.
Are you familiar with the poor bitch?
That's my mother you're talking about.
God given name. I don't know what to do here.
Oh, what about my mom? I left. I ran away.
Oh, that's where you left.
All right,
the trinket.
Hold on. No, let me just do this because this is a girl to girl thing. Why did you run away, the sad girl?
Because I was the sad girl.
And you wanted to be the happy girl. Just spit on her.
She's drunk. She's drunk.
Hey, she's having a great
okay,
time.
Garda,
no,
she's
actually,
Garda, maybe you shouldn't be talking to somebody right now.
I got
hey.
It.
Yeah, you've got it. You got this.
Hey,
gigs. The giggles.
I got the giggles. I'm fine. Okay. So tell me, like, why you were sad? Why were you so sad?
There's just nothing happening there, and there was nothing going on. And then, now that I've left, my life is so much better.
Why?
Why is your life like so much better?
Have you noticed that people keep disappearing from town?
We've heard about it.
Well,
I'm smelling trouble, gang.
Yes, you are.
What did you do?
While the two dead wolves are like, kind of like. Going down, they're turning back into people.
Oops.
Whoa.
And the wolves that are turning into people, they're dead now, but the sad girl in front of you.
Oh no. I don't know what's
happening. Is a freaking werewolf. And these five are going to attack. So
is that pesky wolf still on my friend's neck?
Yes.
Let me do this. I turn around. No. Oh my God, Sam. And then can I try to remove the wolf? Okay.
Yep.
I'm gonna take my trident and I'm gonna just stab it into the wolf. Let me see.
16. All right, that one's stabbed. You've got 5 werewolves happening, and they are going to...
I'm so glad there's 5 wolves. I've got a...
What? Let's go. That's a 7. So Desad Girl's still transforming.
I'm so excited.
Ekdare, it's your turn.
Whoa! So I'm... You guys see me walk out in front. Like, don't worry, gang. I got this one. I pull out the warhammer that I got from the last adventure we were on. But then you see, what's shimmying out from my hair? All the golden fleece. Mm. And they're turning it. They're just building up the hammer bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm going to squoosh 2 whole wolves with this bad boy.
Werewolves.
Dang.
Okay.
Werewolves.
Do that.
But not the sad girl. The other ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
4.
Hold on. Yep.
What'd you get?
Well, it's irrelevant. 3. You didn't roll high enough, but I wanted to see if something else was going to happen.
It didn't.
So, Garda, your turn.
Okay. The wolf here is gone, right? Or is he? He's not dead, but he's gone?
I mean, you stabbed it off his neck. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Am I bleeding from the neck profusely?
Yes.
It looks like it. Okay, so hold on. Maybe you... Look, I'm just saying...
You want to probably duck 2 of those hearts off you.
Maybe... We can try to talk to them about this.
I think they're fighting. I think they're angry about the 2
listen,
wolves y'all killed.
Everybody 3. Shut up. I am Garda, the legendary hero of all time. And listen, I'm just saying, I get it. I get why you want to run away from home. You're going to be fine. It's fine. It's okay.
Heal me.
I'm just saying, maybe this isn't the right way to do this, because obviously...
All right, the werewolves attack. 16. So you've been flanked on both sides. Uh-huh. They were literally salivating while you were talking. They're just like hungry looking at Dragonborn, which I've never tried before. And they jump up and they too start ripping at your scales and at your skin and they start tearing. So I would lose at least 1.5 of those hearts. That's for sure.
Got a lot of hearts.
Yeah, she's strong.
Samantha, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
I'm bleeding to death.
Yeah.
Do I have any way to heal myself? Any spells that I can perform? Anything that...
You have the power of air. You have chaos magic. True.
And friendship.
That's true. Friendship. Don't forget. Don't you forget about the friendship. We have that in spades.
Yes.
Can this lost skull of Eridani help me in any way? No. Okay, great. I don't know. Chaos Bolt.
Roll for me.
Okay. Man, if I could get a 20 to get a charge back. 17.
Ooh. Yeah, wow, you just took out a werewolf.
Great.
Done. Next. Oh, it's the wolf's turn. Let's get this happening.
So you used your turn to talk to them.
I thought maybe they would listen.
That's a 4.
I'm drunk, to be fair.
That's a 4. So the werewolves are just like, they're smelling that blood that's coming out of your neck and they are hungry.
Genasi
there
blood
is your turn.
Well, everyone's familiar with this bad boy. Giant Slayer. It returns to me. So I'm going to slice and dice 2 werewolves and have this thing fly back to me, blood soaked, feeling pretty good about myself. I'm going to try not to think about that. I just murdered teenagers. Woman!
It seems though that as
you... Rogue stuff though, 14.
Wait, where the hell did +3 just come from?
No, +1. I have 12, sorry. Don't know how to count.
Rogue skills, but that's a 28, I believe. All right, so you wanted to... I can give you 1. Mm-hmm. You hurt 1. It's not dead though.
Pretty good though, right?
Well done.
Good job
there.
Thank
good
you.
Good boy.
I need positive affirmations.
Who's a good
and
boy?
These fights.
Add to you.
I'm dying.
Man.
You didn't want to use your fleas to hit.
I thought about it, but I didn't need a win for all heck there.
All right. Garda, it's your turn.
All right. So I'm going to rush over to Samantha and I'm being like, oh my God, you're bleeding so badly from your neck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have self-healing powers.
Self-healing powers.
There's no way I can, like, if I touch
Stop him, showing off. Stop listen, showing off.
Here, just embrace me.
What?
And just embrace me. Just trust me.
That's not going to work.
You'll
scab over me.
Just hold me, okay? Just hold me.
Okay, now I'm going to attack these werewolves, okay? all right, so I'm going to pick...
I miss old Dave. She was so mean and beautiful.
I'm going to do the one that's not the sad girl. I'm going to do probably... my name's Jeff. Is that what
you're going to
ask? I'm going to go after my name's Jeff. And I'm going to use the water. I'm going to use water magic.
Fine.
No.
I mean, you would have had a plus one, but then you had a negative one because you're still boozed.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Out.
Samantha.
Okay. God. I have no choice but to use my rations. Will that help? That's food, right?
You're going to just
food.
Pack like some cake into your
neck.
Bread.
Oh, bread.
Oh, Rami.
Some cheese.
He needs protein. Put the meat in there.
If I put cheese on my neck.
No. I guess I'll do
it.
You're another.
A wizard. I'll allow it. If you roll high enough, you can heal yourself.
I'm not a very good wizard.
That's true.
I will use... why not? I'm going to clean the wound. I'm going to use air magic... to wipe my wounds clean.
Nice.
While then spilling that blood into the eyes of wolves so that they become blinded and can't see because of my neck blood.
Ooh, and they smell the blood on each other, so they turn on each other.
Yeah, that's the idea.
The higher you roll, the more efficient that will be. What have you got?
Do it.
Pray, everyone.
Oh, baby, 20.
Oh, no. Well, hold on. My mask was in the way.
It's a 1. No, that was a 1. Take that 1. Take that 1. Nope, let me do negative 1 charges. Mm-mm. Okay, so now if I roll a 20, that's just going to make me break even.
Let's
what's happening?
Okay.
Oh no. That's sad of our old friend.
No, that will not do at all. Any chance you could stop fiddling your bits for 2 seconds and, I don't know, try concentrating for once?
You have to roll again.
Roll again?
That was your skull talking to you just then.
Well, that was my skull telling me to stop fiddling my bits.
In the middle of a battle.
Yeah, your skull is embarrassed about yourself. Your behavior and is allowing you to re-roll your 1.
That was lovely. Thank you so much.
Someone's looking out for you.
Yes, he is.
And
yes, he is.
It's a baby skull.
It was my baby skull. That's what you think.
It's got a very deep voice for a baby, by the way.
Yes, okay. Let me try again. I need your help. 4.
Well, you're not dying.
We were so good at this earlier.
But you're certainly
you guys
doing
didn't bless your knife like I did
else.
Earlier.
Look, while that incredibly poor roll is happening, you see movements in the forest behind you.
That's fine. This is fine.
And
this
out
is
comes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be holding your mug. Yeah. You then.
The biggest wolf you have ever seen. This is the alpha wolf. And when it howls like it is right now, it summons, it sounds very song-like.
More?
The golden fleas
when
off
it,
your body.
Oh, give back.
Wait, can I?
It's the alpha.
Give
it's
back.
Going to the more powerful wolf.
When it woos, can I be like, woo?
You want to be a woo
I'm
going
to
right.
I'm gonna woo with him.
So this thing's like.
And I'm like.
Let's do this.
I love my fleas. The mean guy took the fleas from me.
And as you put your arm out, this giant wolf runs and it bites your arm that's extended. Can you roll higher than an 18?
Yes.
That's a 13.
13! Oh, come on! It didn't come off. It couldn't have come off. It's out of commish.
It's not as bad as what the wolves did, but this, was the alpha wolf.
Twinsies.
But it still got you in this blood.
Yeah, and it's not
yeah, it
working.
Broke
it's not
sure.
working.
Good, so I'm
for
the last sure. sort of.
Yeah.
All right, great.
I'm the drunk lefty.
Girl. Let's figure this out.
Got lefty and I got a tail. So I can still grab stuff.
Here, yeah, well, that was the wolf's turn. Wolf. Hector, it's your turn.
I'm going to stab the alpha in the eye because I'm the alpha here and I'm getting my golden fleas back. And we're going to go ahead and kill the alpha. Okay, ready, gang?
Yep.
Pray.
How are you stabbing it?
Wait a second.
You rolled a 4 as well?
I rolled a 4.
Well, no, I tapped in and it got to 11.
No, that's not how that works. All right, I rolled a 4 as well. Roll again.
Oh,
Oh, come on. 3, 2.
Oh my
Are
God.
You kidding me?
18.
Are you kidding me? This is weighted.
So what? You went to stab the alpha wolf and it used the fleas to doink, deflect it.
You got doinked.
I got doinked just like a loony thing.
Gada, your turn.
All right. So we've got the alpha. We've got how many wolves left other than the alpha?
I don't know, 20.
Yeah, 4. Three and a half.
You defeated the beholder. You can defeat this alpha wolf.
You can summon water if you want to sober up.
Yeah, I know. This is like a little bit of an issue. You know what? All right.
Open up.
I got this. Hey, wolfie boy.
No.
Come here. And then I'm gonna be like, come here, boy. Come here.
It doesn't come here. Oh.
Use the earth stone to open a portal to hell and we throw all these children into hell. Just ideas from
Hecate out. I'm going to see if I can bury him alive with my earth friend.
Okay.
I'm going to try to open the earth beneath him.
Yep.
Not necessarily the other wolves. I'm not going to do necessarily the other wolves because I have...
Just the alpha?
I have a feeling, even though I'm drunk.
Just the alpha?
Mm-hmm.
That's a 6.
No, it was an 18.
That's an 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely.
The ground, like there's an earthquake happening and the ground is wiggling all around and big stones start jutting out. It's an alpha wolf, so it just jumps away.
It's big.
All right, okay, it's an 18. It opens up, even though it has very fast reflexes and it's very, very large. Its leg gets caught in it and it broke, all right? Its leg is broken and two other werewolves get sucked into the abyss.
Oh, wow.
Nice. How's that for your 18?
How many are
legendary?
Left?
Two and a maimed alpha. Yes. And it's now Samantha's turn.
I will summon once again the powers of the Lost Skull of Eridani to use my arcane focus while blasting a chaos bolt, which means that if I make a mistake, I can rewind time a little bit and redo that.
No, that's so hard.
That's what arcane focus is, right? I'm really, really concentrating.
That's so...
really.
I'll give you a +1 on it then.
Okay.
You got it.
You already got helped out once, buddy.
That's true. Eridani, I summon upon your skills once again. You're going down, Alpha Wolf. Ha! Chaos Bolt!
Oh,
12,
no.
13.
Ow! So it got
dead
the,
leg.
Yeah, it got the other leg. So that's one's been broken and one's been bolted. That sucks for it.
You gotta get those legs.
The wolf, two legs are still working. It's going to try and flee.
Oh.
13.
Damn it.
No. We can't let it go. We can't let it go.
I'm not gonna let it leave.
Let it go.
As the alpha leaves, it to the other werewolves and they flank it and they face you and they're ready to battle.
I got magic rope. All right.
Yes,
I've got magic rope. So I'm lassoing myself. What do cowboys say? A heifer?
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. I'm going to yeehaw this alpha wolf and I'm going to tie it up so it can't get away. With 18!
Oh. Yeah, so it goes to... and you've got it. And your magic rope has it by the third leg and it's only got one good leg now.
Yeah.
It's got four legs.
I got it. It's alpha, so it might have more. You don't know.
Okay. Gada, it's your turn.
I got this.
I'm going to get the... So how far is the wolf from us at this point? Probably...
A rope's length.
Yeah, like 25 feet.
A rope's length away.
I'm going to toss my trident at the last leg.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just going to hurl it with all of my might.
It's good. The process of elimination.
Mm.
Simple mathematics.
Wow. Oh, ouch. So yeah, now it's been broken, charred, strapped, and pinned. So this thing is like kind of stuck halfway in the earth. That means, Samantha, it's your turn.
There's two other wolves, though.
Huh? Yeah, werewolves.
There's two other werewolves.
Oh, yeah.
We only are focused on the alpha. Mm. I'm not trying to look super sexy and cool, but it just keeps happening.
I know. It's so hot.
It's all really that blood pouring out of your neck.
One more time. Yeah, I know, right? I'm just bleeding from the neck constantly.
Dirt. It's just like almost
dirt,
like a tan. It's like a
blood.
Nice...
seeping into my thick, so luscious chest hairs with my open vest. What's that? Are you going to...
Just have my babies, please.
It's just... and it's caked on and I'm glistening. My pecs are glistening.
Yeah.
What are
and
you
I
know?
Will...
Is,
huh?
What's your move?
My move? I'm getting to it, but I'm painting the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
My biceps rippling.
I'm swooning.
Yes. Okay, good. I'll spare you from that. I make a tornado, jump up into the air, summon all of my air wind magic, and create a slicing axe of wind right down the skull of this alpha
like
wolf.
A really hard thing to do with someone whose neck has been bleeding and open. That's right. So that's a negative one on your
roll. You think
roll.
This is the first time my neck's been bleeding open?
It is not. Yes, again, not kiddo. Even this year.
Not even this year. Earlier this year, Tad remembers. Yeah. Here we go.
17.
Down to a 16?
Yeah.
16.
So tell me what's just happened.
So I have summoned tornado-like.
The wind.
Yes. My hair is blowing. I look like a hair commercial. And I blow myself up into the air.
Yep.
And then as I'm there, I summon all this wind to create this spinning axe of energy, of sharp cutting wind to just bring it down. It's like the stone cutter move that Kirby does. That thing. Yuck.
Yeah.
So that's what I bring it right down on this alpha wolf, right in the middle of its head.
Right.
Just split it right in the middle, like in the cell.
The a lot like what you were trying to do earlier, the werewolves actually jump up and intercept it. And they take the damage instead and they protect the alpha.
So they die?
They're dead, right?
And that included Pre-Sagro.
Yeah.
Pre-Sagro died to kill the alpha.
Oh, I'll comfort her mother.
And it's the wolf's turn. It's gonna try and
fight her. Roll away.
It's gonna try and roll away.
If she.
Hey, I'm so sorry. That's a your daughter is dead.
Two.
But,
I guess it just starts licking its wound.
Aww. So,
he's cute.
Yeah.
It's my turn, so I'm gonna walk up to its head. And I'm gonna stab it just in his brain. I mean, like, or we're gonna smush it with a hammer.
Why haven't we tried that in the beginning?
Because it was up in the air. Now it's on the ground because its legs are broken. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go over, smush it, and get my golden fleas back.
Mm-hmm.
Get them.
Roll.
Go on, get.
What'd you get?
Done important.
Seven.
That was a 6. The golden fleas do not block your attack. You have maimed and pummeled the Alpha Woods wolf's head in. Split it.
Split. Sorry. It's split. Sorry, I was going to do one swift move, but I didn't have
keep
the
going,
momentum.
Keep going.
And with that, the golden fleas jump back onto you. There is just mass destruction with earth in turmoil.
Can they fix my arm?
The bite that's in it?
The
golden fleas?
Yes.
How would they do that?
Block it. Block the blood.
So create a scab over your hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. It pushes the blood back into your body and it pushes it in and covers it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. How are you going with your neck?
I can give him a few.
I'm going to pass out.
I'll give him a few.
Oh, get away. Get out of here.
I don't think he wants them.
I'm trying to decide where I'm.
Does anyone want to tell the poor bitch?
Hey. I thought we could maybe save her, you know. I just thought maybe we could save them, you know. And I just feel really bad.
You're really not Dave, are you? You're really Garda.
Do we have subtitles?
It's
Garda.
That's Garda. Yeah.
The Garda.
The Garda.
What would you guys like to do? Because you're bleeding from your neck. You've got the poor bitch who doesn't know what's happened to her daughter. Or you're kind of on the way to the glowing red dot on your map as well. You're really, really close to that. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do?
We should probably go back and tell your mom.
I'll tell you, gang. I think we whiffed it on this one. I think we tried our best here. Anybody got any healing magic? What was that?
I mean,
swing and miss.
I can try. I know I have got like some sort of self-healing magic, but I don't know if that's going to work if we do like...
Yeah, I think someone needs to save Ekta. Wait. Damn it, Samantha.
I mean, we're both...
I'm doing fine.
I'm going to try.
Well, you're not.
You've actually tried to self-heal with the hug.
Or maybe
is that even a possible...
The healing power of water, perhaps?
And air.
Well, I mean, the self-healing thing will work, but you guys have to be...
Ooh, what about herbs from, like, I have earth.
Herbs.
I could summon healing herbs.
Sure.
Garda, you've got to have abilities far beyond those that Dave had.
I've never had to, like, heal anybody because everybody I fought with was really, really...
good. You know what I mean? So like, oh, me too.
I'm really
but
good
like,
too.
Here's what I'll try. Let me see. So I'm gonna try to summon some healing herbs.
Love it.
Okay.
That's a 20. Ooh. That's a 20. You get another charge. Roll for me to figure out what that charge is now.
God.
And as this is happening, all of these magical herbs from the forest are intertwining. And they're like circling in and they're landing in the neck and they realize that when you look at your neck and you pull the leaves away, you've completely healed.
Wow.
We did it.
Can you do that for the dead girl?
Come on. Up top, right?
That's amazing.
So good.
Roll for me.
One.
That is
wasting your low rolls on all of the, that's perfect.
Terry Fournier gives you a magical umbrella. It appears and it will help you fly up and down. For the next entire episode.
I'm in love, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, you are.
Well, only in love until the end of this episode.
That's it.
Which is perfect because if we're getting to the end of this episode...
We are.
Samantha has fallen head over heels for Garda. So this is perfect. This is great.
So do you want to like... get married or something.
What? And that's all we have time for this episode of Fungeons and Flagons. This is episode 7. Thank you so much. Comment your favorite part down below. We are also doing a little bit of a gift challenge on Patreon where you could also win a nice little Christmas gift as well. So jump on board with that one. Thanks to our Patreon for funding the show. Guys, where can people find you online? Chloe?
I am at SkyDart across the board.
Yoo-hoo. Hector?
What's that?
Hector?
Playing the role of Samantha.
Of course.
Yeah.
Find me on the internet at Hector is funny.
And
Hector.
Sam.
At Sam Basher, everywhere that matters. And you can search Only Stupid Answers, onlystupidanswers.com. It's a fun podcast.
What'd you roll?
11. That's me just trying to shove Golden Fleece into this dead wolf body, trying to like see if I can like resuscitate her. It's not going well.
And that's how we're ending this episode. Thank you so much for joining us here on Fungeons and Flagons. We're going to catch you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Cheerio, look, pals.
Then let's have another round of buddies and pals.
I've needed a drink the last half an hour.